I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Craig. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for taking the time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Before we talk about Dolomite Is My Name, which I'm very excited about, you do many things. You're an actor, you're a musician, you're a comedian. And as a big fan of the show Big Mouth, how does an actor prepare to play a pubic hair? Is there any kind of method that you adhere to?
Oh, absolutely. You just you look in the mirror and you just focus
yeah.
a long time. You say, I am a pubic hair. I am a pubic hair. And then the next thing you know, you're there.
You're a pubic hair. Yeah. I would imagine, though, you were pubic hair. Now, it's listed as your pubic hair number two to Jake McBryer's pubic hair number one. I guess you got to be more of a supportive pubic hair role to his number one as your number two.
Yeah, he's the main pubic hair for sure.
Wow. Whew. That's a pressure gig right there. That's a tough one. But
you better believe it.
Well, Craig, thanks for joining us. And Dolomite Is My Name, Friday on Netflix. And this is kind of like being heralded as the return of, I don't know. Would you call it the return of Eddie Murphy to movies? It's been a while for him, right?
People have been saying that, but I mean, you know, he's in those Shrek movies, and you know, he hasn't like disappeared,
right?
You don't ever really disappear, but yeah, that's what people have been billing it as. So I've just been going with it.
Now, as
I mean, he's definitely coming back as a force that you haven't seen him like in a while, like you know, leading this movie, and then he's got Coming to America. And then he's doing stand-up, and he's hosting Saturday Night Live. So, yeah, in that sense, yes, he's returning with a vengeance.
Now, I'm just assuming, because, I mean, I was a huge fan, especially through the 80s. You must have been a huge fan of Eddie Murphy. Have you ever worked with him before?
On Shrek Forever After, the fourth installment of Shrek. I played an ogre named Cookie.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get to meet him?
I wasn't in the booth with him. But I met him through, we would do some press stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would be there for that.
And Wesley Snipes, also in this movie. I haven't seen Wesley. When was the last time we saw Wesley Snipes in a movie?
I'm not certain.
Yeah, neither am I.
But, yeah, they call this a big comeback for him, too.
Yeah.
And, my God, Wesley is phenomenal in this movie. It's just, he's hysterical. He's like you've never seen him before.
Now, you play Ben Taylor, and Ben Taylor to Dolomite was, I guess, one of his entourage, but he did more than that. Now, he was like a musician and a singer, and he did the theme song to Dolomite, right?
Right. And, you know, he was in Dolomite's camp, so he's one of his soldiers. So he did whatever he needed to do to support his boy, even, like, he would do craft services on the movie. And you know, and Dolomite let him do the soundtrack and all of that. So it was kind of like a parallel because we were Eddie's soldiers in the movie. It was like, hey, whatever we got to do to lift you up, brother, we're here.
For those people who aren't familiar with Dolomite, if you are fans of, I guess you could say, Shaft, Superfly, forget all that because Dolomite was way more raw and way more nasty. And he was, he was like a self-made guy. He was a DIY guy. Like, nobody really gave him support. He started off as a comedian, nightclub entertainer. And can you, you know, he did all of that. Can you compare him to any entertainer that we have today?
As far as you have to go through the different genres, like when you look at like a Tyler Perry or a Master P or somebody, you know, who did their own movies, yeah, you compare him that way. But then he was a triple threat in that he acted and he sang. Well, he didn't really act until he started doing his movies.
Mm.
But he was a singer. He was a nightclub performer. So, yes, it's hard to just pin them down on one thing, for the performers today. But yeah, they show all of that you just mentioned, you know, and that's a great message this movie has about betting on yourself and believing in yourself against all odds.
Now, another question I have about the film is you were wearing, everybody in the film is wearing some pretty fantastic clothes. The wardrobe is pretty awesome. Did you have to do any fight scenes in platform shoes?
I did not. But Eddie Murphy did, and his shoes were hurting. But I did not. He said his shoes were hurting, and then until the costume designer hooked him up and made his shoes. From a distance, they made them gym shoes that look like platforms. So that's how dope she is, Ruth Carter.
Wow.
Who just won an Oscar for Black Panther.
Did you do any of your own singing in the movie? What are you working on these days?
I just completed a movie called Mona Lisa and the Blood Moon, directed by Anna Lily Amirpour. Ooh. And starring Kate Hudson. And this girl, Rachel, out of Korea. It's a crazy little movie. I got The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. and a slew of stars. And then this other movie in the can called Timmy Failure. So it's a couple things coming out next year that should be fun.
All right, I got two final things for you. One, now that you're friends with Eddie Murphy, maybe you can put it in his ear to make a movie about Bernie Mac, because I think there needs to be a Bernie Mac movie.
Wow, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Now, you know people. I know you do. You know, you do a lot of movies. You know a lot of people. Maybe you can put it in somebody's ear. That's all I'm asking.
Let's see what happens, bro. I don't think anybody would refute that.
And then our midday woman wanted me to ask you this. She's got an obsession with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Have you ever worked with The Rock?
Never worked with him. Never met him.
Okay. Every interview I do,
forward to him. I love that guy.
Yeah. Every interview I do, she asks me to ask that person if they've worked with The Rock, because she's obsessed with what The Rock smells like. And so I just had to. I know that's her thing. But I do have a question for you about Seth Rogen. What does Seth Rogen smell like?
Oh, he smells lemony fresh all the time.
Oh, really?
It's a Canadian thing.
He doesn't smell skunky at all? He doesn't smell a little skunky here and there?
Well, I can't speak on that.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Craig Robinson. You can see him as Ben Taylor. Craig Robinson. You can see him as Ben Taylor. And Dolomite Is My Name, Friday on Netflix. Everybody should watch this. And if you can, jump on YouTube and check out some old original Dolomite stuff. It's pretty amazing.
It's Friday. It comes out in theaters October 4th in theaters, and then it's a limited run, and then Netflix on October 25th.
Oh, okay, on the 25th. All right. Well, go out to the theaters and see Dolomite Is My Name. And Craig Robinson, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.